Hey, what's up, guys? PTC Joe here. Back at it again, second one today. This is the Development Journal. I think we're going to call this one Epiphany, Crazy Thought. Maybe that's the difficulty. Or maybe it's just a bit of serendipity. So I was just thinking a bit about the last things we spoke about and had a bit of a potentially an epiphany, or maybe it's just nonsense. I gotta think about it more. So here's my train of thought. It goes like this, right? I was just thinking about my terminology or labeling of whatever is changing, of whatever is changing the hash of the HTML, and how I labeled it a nonce or salt, because that was just, you know, I learned Bitcoin first, so that's my terminology comes from, or my frame of thought comes from the cryptocurrency world as I learn about computers and encryption. So anyway, it goes like this. I was thinking about what the nonce is in Bitcoin blocks, and what does it do, right? So the miner puts, you know, an input called the nonce into his candidate block. So every time he hashes it, he gets a different thing. It's called a digest, or different, you know, fingerprint, whatever you want to call it, in order to meet, you know, to meet the target number of leading zeros, right? And this is basically the difficulty for Bitcoin, right? You have to compute a hash of the block that meets this target rate. And, you know, every 2 weeks they see how many blocks were solved. And if it's, you know, less than 10 minutes, then they change the difficulty to make it harder for miners to solve blocks. And if it's on average more than 10 minutes, then they make it easier for miners to solve blocks. And that's sort of part of the foundation of what's called proof of work in mining in Bitcoin, using, you know, the SHA-256 hashing algorithm. And so why do we have proof of work in Bitcoin is the real question, right? So in Bitcoin, we have a consensus. Miners use proof of work to come to consensus on the state of the blockchain to determine who owns what, right? And so why do we have this grand competition every 10 minutes, right? Because we have a distributed network. And it's hard for everyone to agree on a single state of the network, of the ledger. So in order for everyone to agree, the miners have this big competition. And, you know, whoever wins it solves the block. And it gets added, you know, everyone agrees that it met the conditions. It gets added to the ledger and everyone starts building on it, pretty much. So that's sort of how proof of work goes in Bitcoin. Now the question is, would we want a proof of work on the Truth Social network? Initially, my assumption was no, definitely not. This isn't, you know, this isn't a blockchain in the traditional sense. There's no consensus. What you do is consensus. A state of the history, which is solidified by the linking of blocks, and it is your own unique history, but there is no grand consensus because, you know, you say what you say on social media. People don't come to agreement on what you say. You say what you say, and the way you tell it's you on the social network is by signing it with your unique private key. Anyway, point being, it seems like we didn't need, you know, a proof of work mechanism and or a difficulty for the Truth Social network. So anyway, that brings us today. It brings us to today. And I'm just thinking about, you know, my demon, my terminology of the nonce in a dynamic web server of what I just discovered. This changing state of a page in a web server. So whenever someone downloads it, the hash is one thing, and then, you know, a day later, another person downloads the same HTML file, and it could be a different hash. So then this leads me to the thought, well, you know, isn't that interesting? That's kind of like the same function as in Bitcoin mining. You have, you have the set of everyone's transactions in the mempool in Bitcoin mining, and then you have miners who add them into a block, and in order to do this proof of work competition, they add this nonce, which, you know, continually gives them a new hash for their computer to do a computational cycle and hash it, which gives them a new hash each time. So then I'm thinking, well, you could have your own form of proof of work for the Truth Social Network if you had a page for the block, and the page has your own unique signatures, fingerprints, whatever, and, you know, that could just be the input. It wouldn't need to be static, because miners would be computing a bunch of hashes to get what you could have as a target difficulty, just like Bitcoin, right? For your Truth Social Network block. So miners could be hashing your block with, you know, there's already a somewhat of a nonce provided by the dynamic website. I suppose they could add their own, but the starting point would be your published block. You know, when you publish it, you put the time down, the cryptocurrency time and transactions in that block. And then they could sort of hash the same way they would do in Bitcoin to meet a target difficulty. So now, but why would you want to do that? If there's only your consensus, why do you even need to do that for the Truth Social Network, as I started this whole convo off? So then I get to thinking about it a bit more deeply, and you think about, what does mining really do in Bitcoin, right? It's not only this competition to come to consensus on the state of the network, which again, with us, there is only one state, but there's another second primary function of mining, which is to distribute the currency. And then it kind of hits me, that's kind of interesting, because, well, there's only one consensus, you know, on the Truth Social Network. You know, how do we distribute the currency? Well, I already went through the process of mining and making blocks redundant, and, you know, you put out your block, others download it, upload it to their server, take a hash of it, and they sign it, and, you know, include the time when they do so. But there's a little bit of a hiccup there, because, you know, at least not now, but eventually there could be, because if someone gets really popular and everyone wants to mine their blocks, what if you get 10,000, you know, some people are making bots to mine your clout, and you get 10,000, pings for people who have mined your block. Well, you have to acknowledge it by including it in your block and issuing them cold coins. So I suppose you could put your own limit to that, but then it's like, well, how do you decide whose transactions get in, and things like that. And I had a few workarounds for that, and it's kind of like, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But further, you want to be able to get your clout out there and distributed. And ideally, at first, you'd want it to get out as quickly as possible. And so while we were going to have an asymptotic limit just like Bitcoin, there was no difficulty. Difficulty function involved, because it was like, well, the whole point of proof of work in Bitcoin and the difficulty in Bitcoin is because you have to reach this collective, this state of consensus between all these different parties, and reach one state of consensus, and you don't need that in the Truth Social Network. There is only one consensus. But what if it was a better way to distribute your own clout, and sort of moderate, or balance, or create a dynamic, for how easily your clout gets mined? But so then I start thinking, well, with shitcoins and everything, you have this dynamic where if you choose the same algorithm as Bitcoin, they can overpower the network through a 51% attack. And if you change it up, you don't know how secure it is. Sure, there's a few others. Some Litecoin uses scripts, and that's similar, but it has its own competition. Then there's a bunch of other proof of stake. Then there's a bunch of other even proof of work algos, but a lot of them are not as tested and blah, 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 blah. Do you really want to reinvent the wheel? But so then I realized, you don't have that problem here, because there's no 51% attacking the state of a Truth Social Network account, or block, I should say, because you make the state, you produce content which is signed with your private key, and the actual block had a unique hash which was linked in the next block, which solidified this. But you don't really need to worry about that type of attack. So what if you produce your block over time, same way we've been doing, you publish your block, you put down the time to publish it, and you put it out there, and there was a difficulty, and so it's like, maybe this solves that problem of, someone starts to get popular and everyone wants to mine their block, and you could literally just use SHA-256 proof of work. So this is literally just off the top of the dome. I gotta think about it more. Again, at first it's like, well, that's interesting, but is it solving a problem that doesn't exist? But it kind of does exist. We just haven't reached it yet, because everything is still extremely early, and no one's using this thing yet. So it's real interesting. Also, I hadn't really thought as much in depth about this aspect yet, only recently, because we haven't actually gotten much into clout, because everything's getting worked out right now. So the mining really could be very similar to Bitcoin, and you don't have to worry about 51% attacks, because I guess it would go like this. How does it go, right? You publish your block, by stamping it with the time, because initially it's just a block you're building. It's a candidate block until you stamp it with the time, right? And then miners would literally have the same proof of work competition that they do with Bitcoin, and you would have the difficulty set to X number of zeros, whatever it started with in 2009, I'm not sure, I gotta look into all that, but whatever it is, it is. But then it gets interesting, right? Because there's not one person, right? This is where it gets interesting. Bitcoin, one person solves a block, and then everyone either builds on it, or they don't get it in time, but eventually they build on it because, you know, one side of the network is favoring it. But with us, there can be multiple miners of a single block. I got to think about this. Well, it's interesting. Initially, it was you need many people to mine your one block to make it redundant, right? But if there's this competition, you know, a lot of people have it because they have to hash your block in order to win the competition. So what if there was only one winner of your block, and they basically say, you know, they publish it, they publish that they reached the right hash of your block, but instead of, in Bitcoin, everyone, it's in their interest to build on that block, instead of that, you or I, you know, the person whose cloud it is, basically, they use that hash that the miner correctly found in their next block. That's like their official, that's like, so I put out the block, I publish it, everyone starts mining, one miner finds it, and then I start building on, I use the hash of that in my next block. Now, I suppose like Bitcoin, there could be discrepancies, but then I guess it's just like, well, I choose, and whichever one I choose is it. And I guess it's interesting now, but is it really it until my next block comes out? Because then it gets, I guess then it creates a similar dynamic of deterministic, you know, proof of work. So that's really interesting. Or is it determinant? You know, as more blocks are added, it gets more solidified. So that's kind of real interesting. Is it epiphany or is it just crazy talk? I don't know, you decide. I'm gonna think about it more. And we'll see. So that's gonna be it.